Talk Live. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number three, the Friday edition, meaning it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website on the house. It's freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight. How much of this we'll be able to get in, I don't know, but a student has been suspended for sharing gum at school. Well, apparently it's caffeinated gum. Also,
might as well be crack.
Also, your lost liberties. Where have they gone and why? Plus, we're going to start things out here this hour with a discussion about who owns kids. Is it possible to own children? Because, Mark, you had recently read an article that was apparently pretty moving about kids in Pakistan. Apparently over there, you can actually have slaves. Is that correct?
Well, it's that the government is... There isn't much of a government in northern Pakistan, and they have they run by some very old tribal rules. And in those tribal rules, it's okay for Muslims to kidnap, and treat poorly Jews or Christians. As long as they're not Muslims, they can they capture these children. They
got it.
Auction them off, and they're often used as prostitutes. They're used to smuggle drugs. They surgically implant the drugs inside the child.
Wow.
And, walk them through customs in different places. They use them as beggars, for a beggar team, or they'll use them for, all kinds of
awful
things.
And they're traded, they're traded like property, essentially.
Sold, yeah. I guess a kid goes for something like $2,000.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
So, over there, it's not quite the same as here, but in America, we do apparently have some sort of property rights over children. Is that correct? I mean, do parents own their kids in America?
But, I mean, come on. Over there, all this stuff must have happened over there because their governments were handing out condoms in schools.
Well, I'm not sure that the writer of this email is saying that we treat our kids like property, but we did talk about spanking on the air. It's probably been 2 weeks now, and it's an email regarding that. I just listened to Wednesday night's podcast. Do you believe the initiation of force against children is permissible? Say it isn't so. If so, then you must consider children to be your property, to be used and disposed of as you see fit, bending their ability to make choices at your will. And you wonder why politics is in such a despicable condition. Statism is merely this mentality writ large. The state is simply a surrogate parent that implements its own particular form of despotism on its children.
Mm-hmm.
Conformity to its laws and obedience to its powers are all for your own good, of course. Many of the many of Stefan Molyneux's...
And if you don't conform, you're going to get beaten, thrown in jail.
You're going to be punished, that's
right.
For certain. Many of Stefan Molyneux's insightful podcasts cover these emotional issues between the family and the state. What exactly does it mean for a rebellious child to inform her parent that she has legal recourse if he abuses her? We had talked about the specific instance where, a little girl comes home and says to her dad, "If you try to punish me, I'm going to I'm going to tell the teacher, the guidance counselor, and you're going to be in big trouble." Ha! That's great. So anyway, what exactly does it mean for a rebellious child to inform her parent that she has legal recourse if he abuses her? And his response is to force her to pack her bags. I'm not sure that he, it's his property. Force her to get in his car and act as if he's forcing her out of the family, all to prove the point that she dare not threaten him. Any wise parent would use the child's indignant statement as an indicator of how truly bad their family relationship is and begin the process of exploring grievances and rectifying wrongs through genuine, respectful communication. Being either authoritarian or submissive is basically rotten parenting. And this one's directed at me. By the way, Mark, hitting any child is really a barbaric attempt at communication, don't you think?
I agree with him there.
Yes, I
know. I don't think you should hit kids.
I know you believe that, and I believe that that spanking is one of many choices that parents should have, one of many tools that they should have in their parenting quiver, as it were.
It's a choice for the uncreative parent, for the parent that can't think of anything better to do than to lash out with violence at their child.
I think that it probably should be used on children, below the ages of 5, that were perhaps engaging in violent or extraordinarily dangerous activity, not just, handed out as the first thing that a parent does as punishment. But, anyway, that's how I feel about it.
So how do you feel about his suggestion that because you believe you can hit your child, that it's property, essentially? Is that right? Is that what he suggested?
I believe that the child is your ward, and that you're responsible for the raising them into responsible adulthood. I don't think that property, they're either property or not. I don't think that, I think there exists in between there this ward situation. You're responsible for the child.
Got it.
Okay. So don't you think it's kind of like saying, okay, little Johnny, I'm going to bash your brains in order to show you how to properly use them. The initiation of force is never justifiable. Cases of adults protecting others from immediate danger of life and limb are non-coercive because they assume the principle of self-defense enacted on their behalf, agency. Even small children understand the goodwill extended in emergency context. Retaliatory force is...
Whoa, you're... Some of this stuff I think needs to be clarified. Some of this language.
I was going to... Next
you're going into my land where language is just words that are... not making very much sense to, I think, our average listeners. So I think some of that needs to be clarified.
Well, essentially, that it's okay to use force to keep a child from hurting themselves.
You mean like if they're in front of a bus to jump and grab them?
I believe that that's what he's referring to.
Or they're just
to.
Taking a knife and slicing into their arms.
He's not being specific.
Yeah.
But, you know, he does say that in that case, that's initiation of... I believe that that's what he's talking about, initiation of force. Grabbing a child...
Force to preserve life, that sort of thing.
Grabbing a child whose hand's going towards a hot stove and removing them.
Well, now, grabbing the child's hand and removing it from the hot stove is one thing, but then to
slapping the child across the face and then punching him in the eye and telling him, no, don't ever do that again.
Right.
You'll get hurt.
Then you've initiated force. So you've got the step where you've used force to prevent the child from being harmed.
That's an initiation of force, though.
No, you're it's actually at, preventing working, the child from being harmed.
As he says, it's working
versus,
as an agency, in agent
that
to protect the child.
Step one, in which case that's okay because you're protecting the child, followed by a slap to the face where you've then stepped over the boundaries, in my opinion. Or slap to the behind or wherever.
Guys, Free Talk Live delivers an outstanding libertarian message. If we want to live in a better world, then we must demand better behavior from reasoning beings, all of them. When you appeal to the rationality of a child or an adult, you're honoring their individual sovereignty and dignity. They'll honor yours in kind. If you don't honor you in kind, then it's time for them to get more creative with your brain and not more coercive with your club.
I agree.
And I know that's what you believe.
And you like to beat kids. 800-259-9231.
It seems like an awful thing to do.
Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's so much fun to watch a parent trying to reason with a four-year-old screaming and breaking things. Now, that's not a logical thing to do, Johnny, because you're not going to be able to play with that toy after you broke it. Johnny's not listening. Johnny's breaking your toy.
let him break his toy and then give him a cardboard box to play in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an idea. That's an idea.
Right. You break your toys, you won't have any left to play with. Okay. You learned your lesson now.
Yeah, then he'll be breaking your tires and your windshield.
Oh, your four-year-old breaking your tires. Come
could
on.
Perhaps grow up
well,
into that.
Something. Break something. I've seen it happen. I've watched this conversation happen.
Okay.
But
So, were you beaten as a child, Dave?
Yes, I was spanked pretty regularly.
Isn't that always the way it is?
What do you mean?
Whenever people advocate for slapping a child, always. If somebody was hit, was there a kid?
Typically, yes. The cycle of abuse does...
Well, that's because most parents have figured it out, that spanking is something they need to be able to do.
My parents didn't need to do that. And I'm sure I was a little brat. They didn't use it. There are lots of parents in America that don't ever spank their children. How on earth do they deal with their kids? Maybe you should ask
them. All their kids must become just crazy people. They must run through stores and shoot the place up.
Well, there are more kids like that than there used to be.
Maybe it's because there's more beatings going on. You've got an update from New Hampshire, don't you?
I do.
All right, hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. And, of course, if you're a parent who does not employ spanking and you've got a child that has acted out in the past, maybe you could explain to Mark and all the other ones that like to hit their kids. What a more creative way might be to deal with that situation. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, an entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go and get them for free. freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. From the Free State, we go back to Dave in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, well, the update that I had for you from New Hampshire, I wanted to report the arrest of a relatively prominent militia leader in New Hampshire. I'm not sure if militia is exactly the word he would use to describe his movement, but his name's Ed Brown, and he and his wife are in the U.S. Constitution, based in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a long-standing fight with the IRS, and they came and got him yesterday, either yesterday or the day before.
Right.
They he made quite a bit of local news coverage, and it was real interesting to listen to what the U.S. attorneys had to say about how the way that they tried to portray him as evil was by saying that he had expressed a dislike for the federal government.
Yeah, I actually saw this. It was posted over at nhfree.com, and it's pretty outrageous what happened to this guy. I hope that you guys are going to get behind them, because it's not only him, but it's also his wife. His wife apparently is a very popular dentist. So these aren't two people that are recluses. They're not hermits. They don't live in their house and never come out and, you know, are scary people. These are individuals that have recognition amongst their community. They're upstanding types of individuals, and they're now being prosecuted, I think, on 20 counts of everything from tax evasion to conspiracy charges at the federal level. And hopefully their trial is going to occur in New Hampshire. I'm not sure if that's actually going to be the case yet or not. But I don't know. Are you guys planning on helping them out, or has anybody gotten in touch with them?
I know Ed. I've met his wife. I've met him twice, and I try to keep in touch with him every couple months. I tried to call him yesterday, and his line didn't work. But I understand there's another line that does work, and one of the NHFree.com persons did get through to him, and they're playing phone tag right now.
Right.
I still don't have the number. I may call him once I get it. He's not the easiest person to support because of the fact that he doesn't really like protests and stuff like that. He wants, you know, neatly dressed people sitting in the courtroom politely. That's kind of support that he wants. And if he wants that support, he may very well get it. We certainly do, all of us appreciate almost all of what he's doing. You know,
I don't understand. Wait, you're saying that he wouldn't want a group of people outside of the courthouse protesting in his favor? He wouldn't want something like that?
He's always seemed to indicate that he doesn't. Whenever I've offered that, he didn't seem to think that's real helpful. I guess he's very confident that he'll win, and that winning is what matters.
I mean, I don't know how he could be confident that he'll win. I mean, there have been plenty of people that have been confident that they'll win if they're just allowed to present their defense. But as we've seen, the judges won't even allow it. These judges in these tax cases won't let the individuals actually present the defense that they want to. They can't get up there and talk about, you know, how they don't think that there's a law, that they, you know, that there is no evidence that there's a law that requires people to pay income taxes, etc. They all have a plan as far as how they can defend themselves, and they're sure it's ironclad. They're sure they've done all the research. They've looked through the law books, and they've spent years researching this, but yet all their research comes for naught when it's actually time to go in the courtroom, and the judge says, sorry, not going to allow you to talk about that. Up. You can't talk about that. I'll throw you in jail if you talk about it.
Right. My instincts are the same as yours. I don't think he's going to have any kind of cakewalk. But at least he's doing something. He's making the news. He refused to force any other Americans he refused to pay the federal income tax, and thus refused to fund torture and all the other things that the income tax funds. And that's what most of us can say.
Right. Well, Dave, I'm gonna give some details out on this. I've got the article here from WMUR, which is the TV station there in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, man. And keep us up to date on this. You know, I'm thinking maybe it'd be best to have some sort of protest outside of his trial, even though he doesn't like it. You know, and do a fully informed jury association handout, handing that out to the potential jurors, because maybe there's a chance then that he'd actually win, because we could get a hung jury or we can get a jury nullification. And I'd rather have the guy be angry and free than be locked up in jail.
I think that they should respect the wishes of the gentleman. If he doesn't want to protest outside of his his hearing, then I don't think they should do it. But
I hate to see somebody
happens,
go to jail.
If it happens to me, please bring the protesters.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
I can wear suits out there.
Well, here's a detail from WMUR. Husband and wife from Plainfield, New Hampshire, are facing federal charges, accused of not paying taxes for at least 10 years.
Wow.
Investigators said Edward and Elaine Brown are members of a militia and have protested paying taxes in the past. Elaine Brown, who's 65, is a prominent dentist in the Lebanon area. She and her husband faced 21 counts of failing to pay income tax.
Hmm.
Officials estimate the couple owes close to $1 million over the last decade. So she was doing very well as a dentist. According to, let's see, in various contexts, Mr. Brown has stated he and his wife have not paid taxes and has raised his defense several shopworn and frivolous reasons for not paying taxes. So once again, there they are throwing out that old frivolous claim on the tax freedom movement. Prosecutors said the Browns are both members of militia groups who fail to recognize in large part the legitimacy of the federal government. Well, wait a minute. We don't recognize your legitimacy either. At least I don't.
I recognize the legitimacy of the federal government,
how?
But I think it has
stepped legitimate?
Out of its legitimate role.
How is it legitimate?
Well, it is put in place by the Constitution.
How is that legitimate?
Well, there you go.
You've been busted.
No, that's
you can't,
it. I mean,
you can't tell me how the Constitution is legitimate.
I think that most Americans would agree that gives it legitimacy.
Most Americans would be wrong
there
because the Constitution is a piece of paper that was signed by some rich white guys in a room somewhere. I mean, there's some nice things in there. I mean, as far as creating a government goes, it was the best try that anyone's ever given towards creating a government. But
you know where legitimacy flows from, right?
The point of a gun?
Yep.
Right. Because that's where they get their legitimacy,
by
their
that
uniforms,
reasoning,
their badges, and their guns.
By that reasoning, no government should exist, and that, to most Americans, is going to be so insane, they're not going to listen to it for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say on that.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
I mean, you don't want to be self-defeatist in communicating ideas that are so... I mean, when you go to the extreme like that, you're backpedaling. You're not moving the direction you want to be moving if you go so extreme that you push people away.
Now, I understand that. I'm just saying that most Americans would also agree that Elaine and Mr. and Mrs. Brown here are bad people. Most Americans, common sense, says they should pay their taxes. I mean, after all, we all pay our taxes. Why shouldn't they? That's what most Americans think. And once again, most Americans would be dead wrong.
I would have to agree.
Because most Americans don't pay attention to what's going on around them. And it's okay. I understand. It's easy to be ignorant. Ignorance is the easiest thing to live under a state of ignorance. Man, that's nice. Just to come home every old night and crack open a few cans of beer, sit back, watch American Idol, and go to work the next day and not care whatsoever one iota for what's happening to Edward and Elaine Brown up in Plainfield, New Hampshire. That's wonderful to be that ignorant. But I'm sorry, I'm paying attention, and these people are going to be railroaded into prison, and we're all going to have to pay for it, because this government isn't legitimate. And if you think it is, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free number. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. Once again, that's at freetalklive.com. Talking about Edward and Elaine Brown, they're allegedly members of a militia, which that has that bad connotation because militias are bad. No, wait a minute. They're protected by the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Let's get a little review of that old Second Amendment, shall we? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right in the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So there it is, Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights. So being in a militia is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't see why.
By the Constitution.
I wish that we would have more people come out and you know, take that position. I actually heard a quote from this guy, Mr. Brown, and I don't know if I would really get along with him too well as far as on a personal basis. He was talking about us homosexuals, he doesn't like them and all that, and that's fine. You know, if you don't like homosexuals, that's your business. If you're passing laws against them, then it becomes my business and I'll oppose you. But if all he's doing is withholding taxes because he doesn't agree, you know, for instance, a lot of these people, they don't agree with the fact that homosexuals are teaching in our schools.
And I want to point something out here real quick. I just noticed this just when you were saying it about the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the, and then a comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, I agree with the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I like that whole part.
Right.
However, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. That doesn't say being necessary to the security of a free people. It says necessary to the security of a free state.
I see.
So this amendment seems to protect the right of the state to bear arms, and that for a militia, in any case. In order for a militia to be existing, it seems to protect the right of the militia should exist to protect the right of the states, comma, people should also be able to bear their own arms.
Right.
But
I think it's suggesting
forming into a militia is a right only of the states.
Right. I understand. I think it's suggesting, though, that the militia would be protecting the state from, for instance, coercion by the feds, perhaps.
Possibly.
Right.
And I would definitely agree with that. I don't know if that's necessarily was the intention or not. It's a little
that's
vague.
A problem. Nobody really knows.
Yep.
Everybody can argue forever over what the intention was, which is one of the problems. You know, you can read all the Federalist Papers you want to, and you know that we know that Alexander Hamilton had different intentions than
The whole thing with the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, none of them agreed.
Right.
I mean, it was a
huge
debate.
They all had different intentions.
And
right.
Fabulous reading. If you like Free Talk Live, definitely read all the literature around the debate of the Constitution. It's in hard-to-understand English, but if you can understand it, first of all, your vocabulary will go up a lot. Second of all, fascinating.
So I was talking about this guy, Mr. Brown, who's being persecuted for not paying income tax, and he, you know, has his personal belief against homosexuals. Well, fine. You know, as long as you can think however you want about homosexuals, that's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not he should be forced to pay money to the federal government. You know, I would stand and defend his freedom to not pay taxes, even though I don't necessarily agree with the man, perhaps on all his personal issues. So I'm not going to shove him to the side simply because we don't agree 100%. Anyway, just some more details from this WMUR story. Federal court documents say the Browns wrote a letter to the IRS in 1997 claiming that there was no law establishing liability for the federal income tax and that they were not U.S. citizens and therefore not subject to the federal income tax laws. So these are individuals that don't even claim to be U.S. citizens. That's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what is allowed and what is not allowed in their trial. So we're definitely going to keep up on this. In court Wednesday, a judge ordered the Browns to surrender 35 guns kept at their home.
Oh.
The prosecutor presented photographs that showed his car with a militia insignia on the side door, showed aerial pictures of Brown's
home.
Why
was he ordered to turn in those weapons?
The reason apparently was because...
guns are bad.
Well, apparently they believe that they're dangerous, but they were willing to let them out if they took the weapons from them. So if they didn't give up their weapons, they wouldn't be allowed out.
As though they couldn't just get more weapons.
Oh, right, as though. I mean, they're connected to a militia, right?
Right. I mean, they could probably pull out fully automatic Laws rockets or something. And
yeah,
just...
and what happens to all those guns? That's a lot of money.
The feds get to keep them.
They're going to keep them.
The prosecutor...
Well, they should be compensated for all that money. I mean, that's probably how...
They were compensated by being allowed out of jail. That's how the feds feel about it.
Plus, of course, they pay a bond, I'm sure.
Get this. They also showed aerial pictures of Brown's home that investigators, again, the feds, described as a fortress. Now, really. I was on Gardner Goldsmith's show this afternoon up in New Hampshire, and we had a gentleman call in to say that he had actually been to these people's home, and it's not a fortress. It's just they're kind of the self-sufficiency types where, you know, they're off the grid, they've got the solar power, they've got the wind power, that sort of thing. So.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Apparently they have signs posted saying no government agents allowed on their property. And ooh, the house is made out of concrete. So
what a surprise.
So? My house is made out of concrete.
Mine too.
I guess that's a big deal.
Well,
up north.
I got wood parts, though.
Is it a big deal to be made out of, have a house out of concrete up north?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's certainly a little odd. Brick, I mean, would be more normal, but...
I think that there's plenty of... I've been looking at houses in New Hampshire. There's plenty of houses that are available that are... block construction.
Let me just be clear on something, though. Any house, if you have 35 guns, it's a fortress.
Well, now, if you have a gun turret, I think you have a fortress, but I don't think you had that.
Hey, just get a tripod.
Okay, anyway, let's see. The investigator says, well, he's involved with some groups that have expressed hostility to the federal government. In fact, he made statements that he and his wife would defend their property and liberty with their lives. Boy, he's an extremist, isn't he?
Mm.
He's so out of control.
He'd defend liberty with his life. Man, he's like a founding father. Terrorists!
Right. Can you believe the way they're trying to paint these people? They're trying to paint them as though they're dangerous individuals. Oh, no, they've got guns?
They are dangerous to the state.
They are dangerous to the state, exactly. So that's why they're being persecuted, prosecuted, and they're probably going to be locked up in federal prison. Hopefully, you know, I wish we had more people that had the same courage, the same level of courage and conviction that these individuals do, that aren't afraid to not only withhold taxes, but also to speak out against the federal government that we have. That is absolutely out of control. And I'll express some hostility towards the federal government. I think I express it pretty much every night here on Free Talk Live. Are we not allowed to express hostility towards the federal government? Is that going to be a crime now? Is that going to make us suspected terrorists?
I suspect.
Or do you have to be in a militia? Because I'm not in a militia. Maybe they'll leave me alone. Because they can't paint. Maybe they can't paint me with that negative brush since I'm not in a militia. 800-259-9231. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date here. Again, the Browns were released pending the removal of all their weapons from their home.
You know how I was trying to a while ago come up with names for our listeners? Maybe that's what we should call them.
What?
The Free Talk Live Militia.
I don't know about that. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Don, take control of your airways. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm just calling in about that age thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, about...
age of consent.
Pardon?
The age of consent, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there is no age as far as the law go, the real laws. It's whatever, whoever makes whatever up.
But, I see.
I just thought I'd, you know, I was in the pokey there for a while.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, I'm fighting over my car, or excuse me, automobile.
You were in jail over a fight over your car?
I want to hear this, definitely. So.
Yeah, hang on. I want to get the details. 800-259-9231, fighting over a car.
Huh?
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, whether it's sex, cars, or militias. Your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's the Friday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have a listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners have added themselves to it. And you can scroll around, see who they are, where they're at, around the world. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can even add yourself to it. Again, map.freetalklive.com.
And if you're already on the map, I think a lot of people out there who hear this should go back to the map and change your pin, because there are a couple different types of pins on the board. The pin being the little marker that describes right. Who you are. And we have now male. There's just a generic pink pin that's like anybody. And then there's a male pin, a female pin, and a place pin. So.
Well, I think if you went too far back and added yourself, then you can't create an account.
You can change it, because I was one of the first people to add myself, and I was able to change my account.
So. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go back to Don in Pennsylvania. Now, Don, you're saying there was some sort of incident involving your car that got you thrown in jail. Did we understand you correctly?
Yeah, but that's another whole story. But
sounds interesting. I want to know why you went to jail for your car. What happened?
Well, I was just, the nice officer pulled me over and asked why I didn't have the vehicle registered. And this is whenever I was finding out all sorts of things, the differences between a vehicle and an automobile and all that. Now they don't mess with me. I got my own plate on the thing and all that good shit.
Careful. Can't let you do that again.
Okay. I'm sorry about it. But anyway, that's that one. But I got... thrown in jail there. The nice officer and me had a skirmish, I was part of the militia, according to him. But
really?
Anyways, I was in there, and here was this 18-year-old kid, and he got thrown in there for 9 months because of a he went and had sex with a 15-year-old. However, the father of the girl knew that they were going out, and on his 18th birthday, the daughter decided to give him a present. Well, anyways, she proceeded to sort of have dad over here, and he turned right around and called the police on the poor kid, which he's now a sex offender.
So he's on that list for life. And
Mark, why are you acting like this, like you're upset? You were earlier advocating that there should be a law like this.
They were very close. They're close in ages.
I see.
Saying what I said made sense.
Ah, got it.
I'm just saying, but at the same time, there was an older gentleman in there, and you're going to love this. But anyways, the mother of a 13-year-old decided to prostitute her out to this older gentleman.
Right.
And, you know, he had to pay the mother, and the mother and the daughter got into a fight over money, believe it or not.
Sure.
And
Mom was probably holding back.
Well, the daughter turned right around and called the police because Mom was pimping her out.
Right.
And they turned right around and put her in a foster home. Of course, the boyfriend of the mother heard about this, and he got thrown into jail for whipping out a gun at the police whenever they came to get the daughter. And anyways, the daughter moved from Pennsylvania over into Ohio, proceeded to get pregnant, and had a child at the ripe age of 15.
Oh.
And she is still, as far as what I know, out there selling herself.
Wow. Even without her mom around.
Yeah, mom was still locked up. She had to do 2 years. The older gentleman did 4 months.
Well, now, let's point something out here. Not that I am advocating this or anything, but when you're 15 years old, there's only so much work you can do. I mean, federal law says that, 14 is the minimum age, but many people won't hire under the age of 16. So, really, there aren't too many job options for a 15-year-old girl. What's she supposed to do?
This is true. As far as Mr. Brown, me and the IRS already had our little fling together. I came out victorious, and now they don't bother me, and I don't bother them.
Whoa! Now hold on. What happened here?
They called me in and said you haven't filed any of your taxes.
The IRS is blocking him.
Pardon?
They called you in and they said you haven't filed taxes in X amount of years.
Yeah. Since '96. This is in 2003. I said yes, and they said, "Well, why not?" And I said, "Hey, I've read your IRS code book. I couldn't find no law in there that says I have to pay an income tax. If you could show me the law, I will be more than happy to pay."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hands me a 1040 form from way back when, 7 years ago. That's significant, statutes of limitations.
Yeah.
He says, okay. He goes, all you have to do is sign this and date it, and this matter will be resolved. Well, he never said how it was going to be resolved. And I said, well, sir, I said, I cannot sign it because your first 4 words of where you sign it says under penalty of perjury. I said, I have no numbers to put out there. I have no knowledge of you know, 7 years ago.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to hand this back to you. And he got all huffy with me because then I told him, I said, if by me signing it and dating it, I give up all my rights. I said, underneath the Fifth Amendment, I refuse to incriminate myself.
Mm.
And, of course, like I said, he got all huffy, had some books there, slammed them closed, and he goes, in 30 days, you're going to see a federal judge. I said, well, I said, sir, you just made a terrorist threat to me. Underneath the Patriot Act, which our president and Congress signed into a law, I am hereby allowed to arrest you and detain you for up to 1 year in my jail.
You did not say that.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And I said, if you survive in my jail, you will then be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law in my jail.
What did he do?
Well, his jaw dropped down. Remember, I went in fully armed and loaded to do this, because I know what it is. Anyways, his jaw dropped down there for a few seconds, and he looked at me. He goes, and listen to the response. He goes, you're free to go.
Oh, as though you weren't free earlier?
I guess not. I was under arrest right there until I told him that you're the one under arrest.
Wow. Fascinating.
Because he's
stuff,
the one that
Don.
Made the terroristic threat.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Glad you made it out of that one. All right. 800-259-9231. That is toll free. Hey, which came first, the chicken or the egg? We'll find out coming up. Science knows the answer. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we only have moments remaining, so if you want to get on, now would be the time to call. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and amp the show. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, then support us on a voluntary basis, of course. We give you everything on our website for free. If you like that, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month. It's easy to do. You don't even have to really have to think about it. Once you get signed up, we just automatically sort of draft it out of your PayPal account or your credit card, any major credit card, and it helps us because we take that $3 in and we turn it around into advertising for the show. We buy ads in radio industry publications. We get internet advertising as well. We get more people listening to Free Talk Live as a result of you. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks and more, plus we're going to be reducing our commercial time as a result of your contributions. amp.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, which came first?
Well, I've known the answer to this question for quite some time, but it's nice to hear it laid out so nice and scientifically here from fizzorg.com. Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? According to a scientist, philosopher, and a chicken farmer, it was the egg. British newspapers reported on Friday. The key to the age-old question apparently lies in the fact that since genetic material does not change throughout an animal's life, the first bird that evolved into a chicken must have initially existed as an embryo inside an egg. Professor John Brookfield from England's University of Nottingham concluded that because of this, the living organism inside of the eggshell would have had the same DNA as the chicken it turned into. The specialist in evolutionary genetics was quoted in a number of newspapers as saying, therefore, the first living thing which we could say unequivocally was a member of the species would be this first egg. The egg came first.
Now, so what this really is a question is of evolution versus creationism. Because if you believe that God created the chicken, then the chicken was first.
Well, no, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Perhaps God would have created the egg. Don't you think? Couldn't have God created an egg and just kind of sent some heat rays at it to keep it warm?
No,
and
I always, God created the birds of the air on like the third day or something like that. The fish of the sea and the birds of the air.
Yeah, and I guess if you believe dinosaurs are completely myths, because, I mean, if you really don't believe in dinosaurs, well, I mean, even if you don't believe in dinosaurs, a lot of the new biblical things that they're doing is they're saying that there were dragons that were around before. And the dinosaurs didn't exist, it was dragons. But even still, dinosaurs or dragons, both of them lay eggs.
Well, there's
and eggs came
there's first. Several different versions of creationism, just as there are many different versions of evolution.
Fish lay eggs?
You know, everybody has their own theory, but if you listen to the biblical version...
Platypi lay eggs.
Yes, they do.
So essentially what you're saying here, let's see if I understand this right, Johnson. You're saying that the species evolved, whatever it was before the chicken, the pre-chicken, whatever that thing was, laid an egg and then hatched out something that more resembled a chicken. It wasn't quite the pre-chicken, or maybe it wasn't
probably
quite the chicken.
A bird that was not quite a chicken.
Right, we'll call something
it
the missing between. Cluck. Right, the missing cluck, that's cute. So something in between, and then it laid some eggs, and then generations later, we finally had the chicken. So Science says it was the egg that came first, but then again...
Science also says that birds evolved from reptiles.
Is that right?
Yeah, directly.
Like alligators and stuff?
Yep, pretty much.
There's some kind of reptile.
And you can watch the, you know, there's like the evolutionary records. It's like a table. You see the changing, you know, like where you see ape go to man. Well, you can see the same thing with reptiles into birds.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Now you know.
Feathers are essentially... detailed scales.
The egg came first. You heard it here on Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We will see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
That's why they call me an egghead.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Pharmaceutical.